The last couple of weeks, we talked about truth and choices, and knowing and facing the truth, how truth applied takes away pride, and that personal change starts with truth. Last week, we talked about choices, how personal change requires a personal choice. That God tells us that change is possible. No matter what we think, change is possible. And we either choose or we refuse to allow change to take place in our life. You know, we talked about having to change clothes. You know, last week we talked about the verse that says, put off the old man. And we talked about the closet. Everyone has a secret closet. It's called the heart. And we talked about changing what's in the closet, cleaning out the closet, our secret closet, our heart, so that we can wear something different. So today I want to talk to you about new thinking, a new way of thinking as it applies to personal change. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever think about how you think? Think about that. I mean, really, does anything ever cause you to consider your thinking and how it affects you and those around you? You know, my wife said to me once, you know, you're being so negative. And that caused me to just stop and think about how I think, about my attitude and how I'm looking at things. And so this is what we need to know about change. The first thing we need to know about change is that change requires a new thinking. Change requires a new thinking. I'm going to read this scripture as Aaron puts up that first point. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 21. Change requires new thinking. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. In other words, like God. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Change requires new thinking. And today our focus is on verse 23. Verse 23, it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I like how the New Living Testament puts it on the screen. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Let the Spirit of God renew your thoughts and attitudes. And here's what the next thing we need to know. The battle begins in the mind. The battle begins in the mind. That's where the battle takes place. That's where it starts, in your mind. You see, it starts in your mind, not in your behavior. In order to change, we need to learn truth. We need to make good choices. But we also need to change the way we think. The battle over sin starts in the mind. Let me say that again. The battle over sin starts in the mind. You see, behavior is the result of your thinking. Now, I want to give you a formula of what that looks like. Thinking determines feeling. Feeling determines behavior. Write that down. Thinking determines feeling. Feeling determines behavior. You see, the way you think determines the way you feel. And most often, the way you feel determines how you act. If you want to change the way you act, change the way you think. And by changing the way you think, you'll change the way you feel. And so here's the formula. It's TFA. Think equals feel equals act. How you think dictates how you feel, dictates how you act. Let me give you an example. If I say I need to love my kids more, but just that's not going to work. If I say, I can say I need to love my wife more, but just that won't work. You see, we can't fight our way into a feeling. I have to change the way I think about my kids if I want to love them more. I have to change the way I think about my wife if I want to love her more. And you know what? When I change the way I think about them, it will change the way I feel about them. And it'll change the way I act to them or toward them. Now, don't get this twisted. This is not a mind over matter thing. This is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. Spiritual thinking, spiritual feeling, and spiritual action. Feelings are real. Would you agree? Most of you? Those of you that can't feel? You're feeling something, okay? It's real. Feelings are real. They are. But listen, feelings will deceive us. That's why I always tell people when we're talking about faith, faith is not a feeling. Faith is not just how you feel. If that's the case, one day I'm going to have great faith. Next thing I feel like crud, I got no faith. Do you see? Faith is not a feeling. Faith is knowing. And it starts with truth. It starts with right choices and right thinking. And then, and only then, will your feelings be in order. But we have to bring them in order spiritually. Verse 23. There must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts. A spiritual renewal. You see, we look at the world, we look at billboards, we look at TV, we look at Facebook, we look at movies, and it's not giving us right thinking. We need spiritual renewal of our thoughts. Here's how some people came in here thinking this morning. Here's how your thoughts go. I can't. I won't. I wish. I never. That's some of the thinking that came in here this morning. I can't change. I won't ever see that happen. I wish I could be different. I never will have that happen for me. You see, we've got to change our thinking. If you think you can't, you won't. If you think you're an addict, you are. If you think you're a failure, you will be. If you think you're worthless, you will be. You see, there's people here today who need to stop stinking thinking and replace it with new thinking. Amen. Amen. Right. Negative thinking equals a negative person, but different thinking equals a different person. A different person. You see, the renewal of your mind is related to a word that many churches don't like to talk about. You know what that word is? I'm not going to tell you. Yes, I am. Now that I've got your attention. The word that nobody likes to talk about in churches a lot is repentance. Repentance. Pastor, how does that relate to renewing your mind? You see, repentance is a dirty word for many people because they think it means something bad. It means something they don't want to do or something painful. Let me ask you something. When I say the word repent, what comes to mind? Okay. What? Ask for forgiveness. What? When I say the word repent, what comes to mind? Anybody? Change? Okay. Here's the truth. Repentance has nothing to do with behavior. Think about it. Repentance has nothing to do with behavior. It's about changing your mind. It's It's about changing your mind or your thinking. See, it's changing direction, making a mental U-turn, turning away from something. Well, if I'm going this way and I need to turn away from that, what did I do? I thought first, right? I had to do a mental U-turn before I could do a behavioral U-turn. Repentance is not behavior. It's changing our thinking, turning away from a different direction in your mind. Changing the way you think affects your emotions and your behavior. Remember, TFA, think, feel, act. You see, when I repent, I do a mental U-turn. Here's how it works. When I repent, I do a mental U-turn first. I turn from guilt to forgiveness, from no purpose to meaningful purpose in life, from no hope to real hope, from darkness to light, from frustration to freedom. When I repent, I turn from hatred to love. I turn from hell to heaven. Amen. You see, when you repent, you also change the way you think about God. Yes, you do. You begin to think, He's not mad at me. Yes, I'm very flawed, but I'm also very loved. You see, when a person repents, they change the way they think about their kids, their spouse, and the world. We look at the world through different lenses. You know, when a person repents, they change their thinking. They change the way they think about... You change the way you think about your past, your present, and your future. So here's the point. Thinking like Jesus equals acting like Jesus. Amen. Thinking like Jesus equals acting like Jesus. Pastor, how do we think like Jesus? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. If you think greater is He that is in you than he who is in the world, then He is. If you think I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loves me, you will be. If you think I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, you can. And if you think I'm not an orphan, I'm a son or daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then you are. You are. Get this next point. You are not what you think you are. You are not what you think you are. But what you think, you are. Look at it on the screen. You're not what you think you are. But what you think, you are. Or you become. You see, if we'll think like Jesus, we'll begin to act like Jesus. Amen. Being renewed in your mind means more than changing the way you think about God and Jesus. It means changing the way you think about your own defects. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you which also was in Christ." See, you can think like Jesus. He tells you that. It's in the Bible. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. It means think like Jesus. That's what that scripture says. Turn back to the left in your Bibles or relocate in your devices to Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by" what? The renewing of your mind. The changing your thinking. New thinking. Renew. What does renew mean? Make it new. Make it new. That you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. See, to renew your mind is to change your mind. When you renew your mind, you're changing how you think. Jesus wants us to have new thinking. You know, and I'm going to say some things that that, as I said before a couple weeks ago, we have to start with truth. And we have to start making right choices. And we have to change our thinking. We need to start thinking according to God's promises. Right here. We need to start thinking according to God's promises in the church. You see, what the church is doing today is thinking according to society, according to deceit and deception that's sown in the world. Just the attitudes toward marriage, toward abortions, and those things, the church's attitude, which has become kind of nonchalant. We need to start thinking according to God's promises in the church. We need to start thinking according to what we know is truth and not how we feel. The world wants to go on feelings. What is that? It's chaos. Feelings change every day, every hour, every minute. Am I right? Do you see what going on feelings creates? Chaos. I'm up one minute, I'm down the next. I'm good now, I'm terrible now. We need to start thinking according to what we know is truth instead of how we feel. We need to start thinking like what our faith teaches. See, people don't care what you say. They care what you do. And the church has gotten to the point where they say all this, but they do none of it. We need to start thinking like what our faith teaches. I believe the church today is in a crisis. And it's in a crisis of belief. It's a crisis of belief. Do we believe this? But the president, but the Supreme Court, do we believe this? But Congress, but all these people. We need to start thinking like what our faith teaches. We're in a crisis of belief. If we'll start believing truth, if we'll start making choices based on truth, not feelings, our thinking will change. Our thinking will change. Our feelings will change. And for the love of God, our actions will change. And then, we'll see personal change. We'll see worship change. We won't worry about what the person behind us is doing or in front of us or beside us. Our worship will change. We'll be focused on who we're worshiping. Our spouses will change. Our kids will change. Our neighbors will change. Because of our new thinking and because we're changed. Man, I thought I'd get an amen on that.
Amen.
Too late, it doesn't count now. That's truth, folks.
Amen.
That's truth. Because our new thinking, because we change, we'll see others around us change. And then we'll begin to see the church change.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Does Jesus want to see His church change?
Yes.
Does He ever want to see His church change? And this church change.
Amen.
And this church change.
Amen.
Let's pray. You see, it doesn't really take a long time. It only takes a short time to say a lot. God said a lot this morning to us. We need a new way of thinking. You want personal change? Start with the truth. Make right choices. Have new thinking. Change your thinking. You know, this is an important time right now. This is God's time. God's time with us. And so I want you to treat it as that. I want you to focus in on Him. We need to start thinking according to God's promises in the church. We need to start thinking based on truth, not feelings, in the church. We need to start thinking like our faith teaches us to think. Believing the truth, making choices based on truth, which will change our thinking, which will change our behavior, which will change us, and then the people around us. And yes, it'll even change the church, Jesus' church, that He so desires to see change. Is the Holy Spirit touching you today? Is He touching your heart today? Is He saying you need new thinking? Is the Lord saying you need new thinking about God and Jesus and how you perceive them and your relationship with them? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Do you have a Savior? There's only one Savior, and either you have Him or you don't. His name is Jesus. You have Him by faith. You have Him by forgiveness, through repentance, by faith. Putting your faith in Him. Is He saying you need new thinking, Christian, about yourself? About your past? The past that the enemy keeps spitting up at you, reminding you of, that God has already dealt with, that Jesus died for. Is He telling you you need new thinking about your present, about where you are right now, about who you are? Is He telling you this morning you need new thinking about others? Do you need to think differently about your spouse, your kids, your family, your neighbor, other people in church? Is He touching your heart about your thinking about the church? Is your thinking stale, passive, lacking passion, one-sided, selfish? What is He saying to you this morning? Would you respond to the Lord this morning? If you want new thinking, ask Him. Ask Him for new thinking. But it starts with repentance. Repentance is changing. Changing your mind, changing your thinking. Maybe you just want to come and kneel before Him. Ask Him to give you the grace to change. Maybe you need Christ in your life this morning. I would love to pray with you and help you with that. Put your faith in Christ. Whatever it is, come this morning. Don't just sit. Change your thinking. Change your thinking. It'll change your feeling. It'll change your behavior. Let God change you this morning. Do you have Jesus this morning? No better day to come to the Father except on Father's Day. What better day to come to the Father God and give your life to Him today? Men, it's Father's Day. Do you know Jesus today? Can you walk out of here today knowing absolutely without any doubt in your mind that you have Jesus in your life? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. If you don't, what better day to give your life to God than on Father's Day, to God the Father. Put away your pride. Put away your guilt. Put away your shame and just come to Him. He washes all that away. Father, we thank You today. On Father's Day, we thank You. Thank You for being a good daddy. God, there's people here that don't have fathers for whatever reason. But God, You're a Father that never fails us, never leaves us, never forgets us, never forsakes us. You're always with us. Your love is relentless for us. You love us 24/7. So God, I pray that Your love would be real to each one today, on this day. God, that You would touch their heart. Be the Father that they don't have. Be the Father that they don't have. And God, I pray they would allow You to be that Father, to give them the peace that only comes from a heavenly Father, the strength that only comes from a heavenly Father, and the love that only comes from a heavenly Father. Let Him love you this morning. Everyone, let Him love you this morning. God the Father. Lord, help us to change our thinking. The way we think about people, the way we think about You, the way we think about Jesus, the way we think about one another. Help us to change our thinking, God, so that we can change and we'll see change around us. Oh, God, we need You. We need You, Lord. Father, we pray for those with physical needs, those that are hurting in their bodies, those that are hurting with different things, diseases, medical conditions, medical situations. God, touch them. Those that are here and those that are not here, God, You know who they are. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Father, as we come prepare to bring You and worship You with our tithes and our offerings, Father, renew our thinking in that area of our life. Renew our thinking about our trust, our faith, and our choices in this area of our life. Help us to trust You more. Help us to obey You more. Help us to express our strength, our belief, our love for You. In this way and in so many other ways. By changing the way we think about You, about Jesus, and about Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' strong name, powerful name, the name above all names. The One who is and was and is to come. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ushers, if you'll come now and receive our tithes and our offerings.